My name is Maya McMahon. I am 14 years old. Today is March 26, 2019, and I'm speaking with, what's your name?
Roberta.
We are recording in Warrenton, Virginia. Okay, make sure to speak loud so we can hear you on
talking to the students?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I sit in and listen?
All right. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons this person taught you?
Well, let's see. I suppose it was my dad. My dad.
Your dad?
Wouldn't let me go to school. No, I wanted to be a nurse. I don't know what he thought I was going to do. And I did go. But I was driving from Flint, Michigan to Lansing, capital. And I did that for 3 years, every day for 3 years.
Oh, that's it. I think that's everybody.
And
no, that's it.
That's it.
You got them all.
We just did it, three of us, you know. So I did it by myself. And when I started working right away. And it was a pretty decent paycheck. It's like, go for the big bucks.
It's an important job.
Don't just go to the first hospital you see. And don't let them think that you can't do without them. Because nursing is a very, I didn't want to say lucrative, but it's very high paying. So you stand up for yourself. And people will take, like, the worst job would be a 12-hour night shift. Work 12 hours, sleep. Work 12 hours, sleep, and that's what you do. It's hard.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
When my baby was born.
What was her name?
Her name is Christine.
That's a nice one.
Yeah. And then there's Stephanie. And my son, Bill. My other son, Bob. And then comes Jennifer. So I would be working and having five kids at home. So, don't say someone, you know, don't let them think that you think the job's too hard. It is, but you can work hard at it, and you put into it. Just remember, when you have people in a bed, that's a person. People will say things, you'll find that, going, what are they doing? And you look at them and think, oh, I wonder what I would think if it was my child. And people forget your patient is somebody's child. So that'll give you a different viewpoint of your patient. But just do your best.
What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Very proud of what?
What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
When I got into nursing, I was took a test, and I was in there as a special nursing, where I got the most critical patients. It shows a lot of trust. Here's the worst patient we have on the floor. There, oh, thank you.
How would you like to be remembered?
Is that boisterous, hard-headed? Go get 'em. Don't take shit off anybody.
Sorry, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Nick. Nice to meet you. I'm here with the kids from the school.
Okay. Don't listen to them. especially if somebody laughs. So what do you teach?
I'm the principal.
Oh, we're in trouble. Don't listen to a thing this woman says. No, but I'm a nurse, and I wanted to be one way back when I was little. But, yeah. So, when people say they can't turn it off, you don't want to listen to them, because you can do anything. You just have to work. Well, they're giving their hard money to you. They should be able to have their hard work come back to you. But just remember, it's all what you put into it. And people say you're not good enough, well then you have to go and prove that you are. But then you can tell them they're crazy. Once you get that hot little essay on you. I didn't say that. But I'm glad to see more. Is that what you're looking for, is nursing?
I'm actually thinking of going into like an English career, like writing. But yeah, nursing would be a pretty cool option because it's really important for the community.
Yeah, well, and remember, your patients are part of the community.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years and years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Start school when you're younger, because I wasn't allowed to do it. So I got into it, and then we started having a family. But I did that and nursing classes. So, and if people say it's not, it's easy. No, it's not. The minute someone tries to lower the standard, don't let them. Give yourself a high standard to shoot for, and you can do it. If not, come back and I'll talk to you. Say, they got you because I'm old and you may be my nurse, so you better study.
So, do you know how long you were in nursing as a nurse?
See, I'm 82, and I've been a nurse for like 20 years. But it's the last half of my life, not the beginning.
Roberta, did you tell them what kind of nurse you were?
Oh, critical care, step down. Where the big guns are.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, I would look and see and be the back end of one of my patients when I was passing by or something like this. And I remind myself that this is somebody's child. No matter how old they are, they're somebody's child. So you do your best. And then a little bit harder. But I think you can do it. You want to know why? You have any idea why? You have any idea why you think they might make it?
Why they might make it? I don't know. What are you thinking?
I asked first.
I tried to turn it back, but you caught me.
They have a great principal?
I don't know. I'll have to find out. Besides, I can say that, oh, I'm old. You can't do that to me. Because you smile. You're smiling. It is. And you're taking these kinds of classes where you think they're stupid. And sometimes they are. You're thinking, what am I doing here? But you've got to remember, it's up to you, not anybody else. And here's the man, if you don't like it, you go talk to him. He's in charge. Don't let him forget it.
I was. Yeah, I was.
but I'm glad you're coming up. We need people who are strong, can laugh. People would say, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a step down cardiac nurse. And I said, step down? Yeah, I step down for what? Emergency nursing. And I step down because they no longer need that severe of nursing. So then we just keep going down until they're okay to have nurses standing nearby. But don't be afraid. There are people who are a lot more afraid than you are. Yeah. So what kind of nursing do you want to get into?
I don't really know. In the experiences I've been in the hospital, it's mostly osteologists and that, because I have juvenile idiopathic arthritis. So like those people I've had a lot of experience with, and they just seem rather inspiring. So like osteo, I don't know the entire word, but bones. But yeah, cardiac is also pretty interesting. What about you, Paul?
Nurse practitioner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah.
She wants to be a nurse.
You want to be a nurse?
Kind of. I'm looking at the medical field. It's like my second option. I have kind of like three options that I'm thinking about doing once I graduate high school.
If you change your mind, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You want to put yourself in the spot that you like and enjoy. That doesn't mean it won't be hard.
Yeah, just the medical field has a lot of like schooling after high school. It's the one thing that's like keeping you happy.
So when do you graduate?
We graduate high school in 20. Yeah, we graduate high school in 2023. So 4 years from now, because we're in
4 years, we'll be in our senior year.
Yeah, we're in eighth grade now.
Eighth grade? I would thought you were older than that. That's good.
So do you know what made you want to go into nursing? Was there a specific drive?
Always wanted it. No idea. And of course my dad would put a stop to that, you know. So, but it was probably for the best. You have to learn also to stand up to people. Because sometimes you're going to have to fight for your patient. You know something's not right. You have to know how to approach that to the seniors on the case. And they'll probably tell you you don't know what to do. And that's all right. And if you have any, do you take summer classes?
I don't take summer classes. My summer's really busy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a gymnast, so during the week, I have practice Monday through Thursday for 3.5 hours a day, so that's basically my summer.
I'm a Girl Scout, and so I do Girl Scout camps, and I also show ducks, because I raise ducks and chickens and turkeys. I love it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
What about you?
Did you have any animals growing up?
A cat.
Really?
We were Navy people, so we would get up and move, you know, sometimes. So I can pop the cat in the cage and to drive away with them.
Do you have like a favorite place that you've ever like visited or lived?
I like Japan.
Oh wow. My grandmother was born in Japan on a Navy operation.
Really? Yeah. And did she ever teach you any language?
She forgot it all when she moved over, because she only lived there for the first 2 years of her life. But my great-grandfather was stationed there with her.
Where?
I'm not entirely sure.
There's Ohio gozaimasu. Chotamate dozo.
I only speak English and some French.
Japanese. I liked Hawaii.
Hawaii's beautiful.
Yeah. Go to the beach a lot.
Do you remember what island you lived on in Hawaii?
Oahu.
Oh yeah, that's
it's the big island.
Well, it's like the second or third biggest island.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're there, they'll call the biggest island.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody knows what it is, so.
It has the capital of the state on it.
Yeah. And they have such pretty flowers, nice beaches.
Yeah.
Make sure that nobody is late for work, because they gotta make sure they get to the beach. But, yeah.
How long have you lived in Virginia?
Oh, I've been in here a year and a half. I was in here once before, years ago. I have to stop and think of
where I was. Born in Virginia. Do you have any specific questions?
Not good, because if you're nursing and they come up and they'll say, what about so-and-so? You better be able to answer it.
So where did you start working nursing? Like, what state were you in?
Here.
Here? You started working? Fauquier Hospital or somewhere else?
No, it was somewhere else.
Did you learn any, like, important lessons from nursing? I know you said, like, think of everyone, like, they're someone else's child, but did you learn any other important lessons?
No, not really. Just work hard and do your job and ask questions.
Will, do you have any?
You have no questions?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't think very often.
Oh, is that true?
Sometimes.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just get bored sometimes.
Are you a coward?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
You won't even answer a stupid little nursing question?
I don't know.
Will, I've heard you talk a lot of this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pass that over.
Yeah. Say something.
What was your main job?
She was a nurse.
Oh, I wasn't here for that.
Cardiac nurse.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, the big guys. Boy, you'd better be right on that floor, because they don't have many chances sometimes. So, work hard, study hard, and then close your book and start all over again. So, what's your name?
Oh, Will Beach.
Will. My name is Zaina.
What kind of questions do you have?
Sorry, what was that?
What kind of questions
do you have? What was your favorite part about nursing?
What's my favorite what?
What was your favorite part about nursing?
I think because it's the critical care area, people respect it more, because you don't put critical in front of someone's name if they're going on a merry-round or something. No, but, and they like guys. You'll get the cream of the scheduling, believe me.
You mentioned night shift being difficult. How did you work night shift? How long did you work night shift?
I usually tried to get 12-hour nights.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah, but the thing is, then when you do your 12 hours, then they'll put you up for your time off, and it comes in bigger chunks, so that's kind of nice. But you pick the ones you like. Do you work in the summertime?
No. I'm not old enough yet, but when I think it's 15, my dad wants me to get a job during the summer.
Yeah, try to get a job in a hospital, and not just as a maid or something that will give you hands-on, what we call hands-on, so you can get some practice.
Okay.
So we have to go back to school now. So okay. We're gonna end the interview here. We really enjoyed learning all this.
Oh, good.
Hopefully this will.
Well, this is a place that you can apply for a summer job. If why not? All they can do is say no. I mean, really, that's, you'll learn the language, you'll learn how the hours are, what hours, and you'll find out that some people will say they do the job when you've been right behind them finding out they have been doing their job. They're hiding and sloughing it off. And then you gotta remember, do I turn them in? That's a question you'll have to answer to yourself. Do you let them get away with it, or do you tell somebody and start a ruckus, but it's still somebody's life?
Thank you very much.
No, my pleasure. You caught me completely.